Paul said in Ephesians 4, 2-3, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." Today on Growing Hope, we will be focusing on the importance of investing in relationships. How do you make every effort to invest?
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and thank you for joining me for today's Growing Hope, where we come together to chat about hope and encouragement, and to laugh a little along the way, because we all need a little more laughter in our day. This week, I'm going to be sharing some of a talk I had with my friend C.A. Marks. We were talking about the courage that we need for our life and for this journey and how courage can come from a relationship that we have. Sometimes that courage comes in a good way, and sometimes it comes because of the struggles that we went through in that relationship. But we get power when we make the choice to invest in the relationships. Reaching out can be scary. You wonder if the other person is going to accept you, or if the other person will ignore you, or maybe even worse, if the other person will lash out for whatever reason. The more you've been hurt in the past, the scarier it can be to reach out. But we all need to reach out. We all need to connect. We all need to be building and growing relationships because we're designed to be in relationships, and we're stronger when we make the choice to be in relationships. So we have to find our way to invest in relationships. Now, I've always been that kind of person that was the first to reach out to the new kid or the first to greet a new neighbor. And my mother would have told you that I never met a stranger. My son is very similar in nature to this. She would have also told you that I was always bringing home strays. And the joke around the house was that I didn't stop when I started dating. But I can tell you, I've always loved people, and I've always loved animals, and I've always loved almost anything living. Sharks and alligators excluded from this event. I can remember one day I was riding my bike down to my grandmother's house, and our dog, Tip, and he was called Tip because he had a white tip on his tail, and he followed me that day. He'd never followed me before, but that day he followed me. Now, another dog came running after us, maybe because I rode my bike too close to his yard, or maybe because Tip was along for the ride. I don't know, but that dog attacked, and I got bit in the scuffle. Now, I still love dogs. We have several of our own, but for a long while, it was hard for me to approach a new dog or to let a new dog approach me, no matter its size or its nature. And there are still those moments when a new dog will come up to me and my heart will flutter in my chest. In the back of my mind, there is still that little whisper of fear. Every stray that has ever wandered up in our yard has come with that little whisper of fear. I've had to make the choice to let that stray in so that he or she could become part of our family, so that we could grow up a relationship with that stray. Anytime we've been hurt, no matter if it's by a dog or by a person, that little whisper of fear wants to rise up and prevent us from getting into a situation that will allow hurt again. The voice will tell us it's not worth the risk, or the voice will keep replaying the pains of the past. The challenge is not to ignore the fear or to crush the fear, because fear is, the more attention you give fear, the more you try to push it down, the more focus you put on it. But what we need to learn to do is to press on despite the fear. When we reach out to build relationships and to invest in relationships, we can end up getting rejected. That's just a reality of the situation. We can end up getting embarrassed because we're going to be dealing with people other than just ourselves. And let's just go ahead and admit it. Sometimes we embarrass ourselves. But, and this is important to hear, sometimes that one little moment of reaching out can make all the difference in the world for the person you're reaching out to. It may not seem like it to you, but your invitation, your attempt to connect, or your simple hello can be what makes way for the hope that allows that someone else to just go on for that day. Will there be pain? Maybe. Will it be worth the effort? Absolutely. Make the choice to invest in relationships, and you will change the world you encounter for the better. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'll be chatting with C.A. Marks about simple ways we invest in relationships.
I've seen in books and other places that kids can be so creative when they're given an open experience.
What do you mean by an open experience?
I mean, like, if, hypothetically, if they could have a small plot of land with nothing else around, and they could do whatever they wanted with it, they would build something amazing like a farm or a house.
Why do you think it is that kids can be so much more creative than adults?
Because, well, adults have to focus on working and stuff. Kids don't have to do much, so our minds are more open to think about other stuff, being stuff that is creative.
So because you have an open mind, you can think about more things.
Yes, we have an open mind, so we can think about more creative things, more stuff to do.
So what would happen if an adult had to create an open mind?
Well, some adults have. Take Leonardo da Vinci. He had an open mind and tried to create the first flying machine. He painted the Mona Lisa, which was really creative.
So what would you say to adults about being creative?
Well, first, they should have a bit of a more open mind. Stop focusing on stuff that you have a while to get done. And start focusing on the things that you can get done quickly. And with that open time, be a bit creative. Build something. Paint something. Draw something. Design something. Make some space in your mind to be creative. And in your life to be creative.
Alive in Christ.
Hello and welcome back to today's Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang and I am sharing with you my journey of relationship investment and also sharing some tips and ideas about the power of change that comes from choosing to make those investments, not only for us, the ones making the investment, but also for those that we encounter when we make the choice to invest. I often comment that it is all about relationships, no matter if you're building a business or investing in your family or even growing a church. Relationships are the foundation for all things worth doing and worth being. But relationships don't just happen. We have to make the choice. We have to make connections. And then we have to invest in those connections. In other words, it's going to take action on your part if you want to build relationships in your life and for your life. C.A. Marks reached out to me. And the funny part about it is that she had no idea how much of an impact she had on me and had on helping me move forward in my purpose. You'll learn more as she and I chat.
So challenges are a really good way to build courage in your life, but relationships are also a very important way to grow up courage in your life.
Yeah, you're not lying about that.
But in my life, I've always wanted to be a writer. Even in school, I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to tell stories. I guess that would be a better way of saying it. Because I didn't want to do journalism. It was too structured. I just, You know, I'm way too out of the box.
Too many rules for you.
Exactly. I'm one of those. If somebody puts the rule out there, I'm going to try to do just the opposite, just to see if you can do just the opposite. But then the people around me told me, don't do that. You know, they're called starving artists for a reason.
Aren't people the worst sometimes?
And they mean well. Some
society in general. Society in general. Sometimes I have a problem with.
My son will tell you that people, in the big picture, people are crazy.
Yeah.
So just if you go into it with that understanding that people, when you're talking people, they're crazy. But persons, individuals within the big scope of people are the ones that we build and grow relationships with. So, you know, like you said, society, and that's what he means when he says people. Society's crazy. And if we try to go with what society says, we will end up crazy.
I have learned to be like George Costanza by doing the opposite when we talk about society.
That's funny, because that's the one that Keith uses. My husband, yeah. Keith, he uses the same person as his go-to story on, that was the, you know, he said to him, that's the perfect thing about walking with God, that you have to do the exact opposite of what society expects you to do, because mm-hmm. God is so far outside the box. And so it's interesting that you use that. You know, it must be an introvert thing.
It must be.
Because he's an introvert too, which makes life really interesting here.
Oh, yeah.
But what is it about relationships, you think, that is the most important part of having them in your lives?
Sure. Wow, that's a question. That's hard to answer. The first thing, I don't even know how I can put it into words without it sounding bad. But for instance, I'll use my husband, the gent. When we first started hanging out together, and this just as friends, and he didn't say anything to me. It was just him, the way he was, and then the way I felt when I was with him or in his presence, I always wanted to be a better person.
Oh, wow.
So he, without even knowing it, he was just being his normal self. He challenged me to want to be a better person. And he still does it to this day. And he doesn't even know it. I mean, I've told him before. I said, you know, the thing about you is that you make me want to be a better person. And it's nothing out of shame or guilt or anything like that. It's just, I admire him and I love him and I like the way I like his values. Not that I was bad, but it just made me want to pick up my game a little bit more.
Every time I come away from a conversation with you or a meeting with you, I want to do more than I'm doing. You amaze me at what you're doing and the person that you're becoming. And every time I sit down with you, I come away going, there's something more that I could do. Or like you said, in a conversation with you, something will spark and I'll go, ooh, I've got to follow that up. So yeah, I totally understand that being around certain people amps up your game.
Amps up your game. Yeah. And it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's not, because some people, and I've done this before too, I'll be around people and I'm like, man, I wish I could be like that. And then there I go comparing my insides to everybody else's outsides. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a genuine longing, something, I don't even know the term for it, but it's like, yeah, it makes me, I want to do it. Whereas before it's like, I wish. There's a difference between I wish and I want.
Huge difference. I know that goes back to the whole concept of change and being comfortable, a familiar uncomfortable, and choosing to step out of that and having the courage to choose to step out of that. And I think when you get in the right relationships and the right people around you, they ignite you.
Yes, I like that. Ignite you. I like that.
They're your ignition switch. They turn you on into becoming more than you are. They give you the courage you need.
Yes, yes, that's it.
To make the choice to be more than you are and to get out of the hole.
And then they also encourage you.
Where do you find these relationships?
They kind of find me, I think, really, because I'm an introvert. I don't like to go out and do a whole lot of stuff.
That's
so
true.
They really want to find me, you know, don't you think? Don't you think God puts into your life who needs to be in your life, good or bad? I mean, I don't go out intentionally trying to find a relationship that would challenge me.
Any relationship, if you want to maintain that relationship or if you want to grow that relationship, you're going to have to invest in that relationship. Making that investment is vital.
I am a bad investor. I am such a bad investor, and I've known this my whole life. Even with my first husband who passed away, his actions to me proved more that he loved me than I loved him. I mean, I hate to say this, but I'm really, really selfish and self-centered. And it seems like I'm a taker when it comes to relationships. That's what it seems like on the outside.
Right.
But on the inside, I'm taking it in and I'm trying to process it. I'm trying to be a better person. As far as investing in another person, it's hard because I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know. So I kind of always let the other person lead a lot of the time.
In our relationship, you were the lead. It was a Seed Chain Right event in Birmingham, and you reached out to me and said, "Are you going?" And kind of put it on me that you were going and I was going, and we were going because we were each going. There was no out for me because you were going to be there.
All I did was invite you.
That probably in and of itself changed my ability to connect in person after children. Because me wanting to be a writer and wanting to be a blogger, it's kind of makes me stand out from the crowd a little bit in small town North Alabama. And you introduced a whole new world to me with that one invitation. So sometimes building relationships is all about just being willing to offer that invitation.
Yeah. And a lot of times too, I guess, well, I'll invite you, but ultimately it's up to you. I can't make you do anything.
C.A. Marks reached out to me, not because she had to and not because she expected anything from me, but when she reached out, it literally changed my world. It is up to you to invest in the relationships around you. Give an invite. Take a moment for a conversation. Make an investment and you could change a world. We are better when we invest in relationships. We are stronger when we walk this life out together. The investment may seem like a small thing, or it could require facing down a heart-fluttering fear, but the investment will be worth it. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, but when we come back, I'm going to share some final thoughts on investing in relationships and the challenge to help you put your investing to work. Do you know why you are here? Do you know what to do with that idea? Do you understand how to put legs to that what? Do you have a plan for when you will do it all? A Place in Purpose offers some tips and suggestions for finding your answers to these questions and then discovering the path to pursue the finish line with boldness. Purchase your copy of Place in Purpose by visiting www.katherinelang.com.
Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Core. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launched several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in its transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can you boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They surrounded the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's too many of them.
Sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this... Please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Conry by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
Alive in Christ.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope. We have been talking about making purposeful investments in others and making those investments for others. And the power that comes from investing in the relationships around us, because we are designed to be in relationships. And yes, it is all about relationships. You never know when your investment will change the life of another. My friend, CA, had no idea how powerful her one invitation had been for my life. I've also watched as others have ignored opportunities for investment, and I've seen the pain that ignoring has caused the other people. My youngest son is 7 years younger than the middle son, and that makes him 9 years younger than the oldest son. There are days when the youngest just wants so much to be like his brothers or just to be a part of their day. The days when they exclude him, they shut him out of the room, or they tell him to go on, I see the hurt on him and I hurt for him. But the other day my oldest son took time to invest in the youngest son's idea for writing a comic book. They talked. They shared. They chatted about what should be in a good comic book, and they even shared some of their favorite storylines. It not only made a difference for the youngest son, who absolutely delighted in the investment from his older brother, but it also made a difference for my oldest son, who saw the results of just that small investment of time. I get it. We're all busy. We all have things we have to do. We all have things we need to do. We all have things we want to do. And the chaos of all this world, the craziness that surrounds us, the constant shout of the world wants to keep us focused on the busyness. But we have to find a way, maybe just to slow down for a moment, maybe just to shift the focus a little, but we have to find a way to invest in the people around us. Dale Carnegie said, "You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you." Think about that. When you choose to make the other people the focus, when you choose to invest in the interests and the well-being and the person in front of you, that is when you make the connection. That is when you begin growing up the relationships. That is when we get to the place where we connect a heart. And that's the challenge for today. Be purposeful in being interested in others. Not because they have something to give you. Not because they might be in a position to take you to that next level. Not because you think that they know more than you do. But just be interested in that other person because they have a story to tell and a story to share. Just be interested in that other person because they're worth the investment of being interested in them. I am so thankful to CA for reaching out to me that day. I only hope that I have found a way to pay it forward. When we make the choice to invest in others, when we make the choice to be interested, then we are making a way for others to be more than they would have ever been on their own. We are making a way to change their lives and often to change our lives in the process. We are making a way. So invest in others and let's change the world. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. Thank you for investing in me. I know that because of you, I am better than I was, and I know that together we will continue to grow up into so much more. I want to hear your stories. I want to connect and grow with you. Reach out to me on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, or visit me on the website, because I know that together we are stronger. Until next time, when we can be together again, be looking for those opportunities to invest. Be aware of the opportunities that are around you. Ask, invite, share, connect, and grow. And until next time, be blessed. And in all that you're doing and everywhere that you go, find a way to be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.